माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे Thank you. जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम। जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम। निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमत् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की इस्कन संस्थापक आचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमत् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की समवेत भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे। I am first time here. Our temple president is also here. By seeing him, my coming here is now complete. He was asking me whether I am permitted or not, but he is here to permit me. And Pundarik Prabhu also, after a long time, I am seeing him here. And yes, I don't know many of you are here, but today Mangala Arati I saw Pushkar Prabhu, Pranagovind Prabhu introduced me, and also Mother Mukhya. But Pundarik Prabhu and Panchagoda Prabhu, from long time I know them very well. After long time I'm seeing them here. So anyway, first of all I want to offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of all who are assembled here today for the class. So please bless me, I can speak something. I'm the junior among all of you.
Just to let you know, Maharaj, there are online many Prabhupada disciples are watching right now.
Oh. Oh. So okay, again I am extending my pranam to all of them who are online also. And begging blessings from them.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Devaki Nandanaya cha. Nanda Gopakumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha. So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuranam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, Text 15.
Atastam Rusi Mukhyebhyo Jatha Shilang Jatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehai Adya Bistrunihi Jaso Bhruvi Atatvam Rusi Mukhyebhyo Jatha Shilang Jatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehadya Vistrunihi Jaso Bhubi Atastam Rusi Mukhyebhyo Jatha Shilang Jatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehadya Vistrunihi Jaso Bhubi
Tastvam Rishi Mukhyebhyo Yatha Shilam Yatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehadya Vistrunihi Jaso Bhuvi Tastvam Rishi Mukhyebhyo Yatha Shilam Yatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehadya Vistrunihi Jaso Bhuvi. Hare Krishna. Word me. Any Matajis? Atastam Rishi Mukhyebhyo Yatha Shilam Yatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehadya Vistrunihi Jaso Bhuvi Atastam Rishi Mukhyebhyo Yatha Shilam Yatha Ruchi Atma Jaha Paridehadya Vistrunihi Jaso Bhuvi.
Ataha, therefore, Tvam, you, Rusi Mukhyebhyah, unto the foremost sages, Jathasilam, according to temperament, Jatharuchi, according to taste, Atmajaha, your daughters, Paridehi, please give away, Adya, today, Vistrinihi, spread, Yasaha, fame, Bhubi, over the universe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, today, please give away your daughters to the foremost of the sages with due regard for the girls' temperaments and likings, and thereby spread your fame all over the universe. Purport. The nine principal rishis or sages are Marichi, Atri, Angira, Polastha, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, and Atharva. All these rishis are most important, and Brahma desired that the nine daughters already born of Kardamuni be handed over to them. Here two words are used very significantly, Jatha Seelam and Jatha Ruchi. The daughters should be handed over to the respective rishis not blindly, but according to the combination of character and taste. That is the art of combining a man and woman. Man and woman should not be united simply on the consideration of sex life. There are many other considerations, especially character and taste. If the taste and character differ between the man and woman, their combination will be unhappy. Even about 40 years ago, in Indian marriages, the taste and character of the boy and girl were first of all matched, and then they were allowed to marry. This was done under the direction of the respective parents. The parents used to astrologically determine the character and tastes of the boy and girl. And when they corresponded, the match was settled, the girl and this boy are just suitable and they should be married. Other considerations were less important. The same system was also advised in the beginning of the creation by Brahma. Your daughters should be handed over to the rishis according to taste and character. According to astrological calculation, a person is classified according to whether he belongs to the godly or demoniac quality. In that way, the spouse was selected. A girl of godly quality should be handed over to a boy of godly quality. A girl of demoniac quality should be handed over to a boy of demoniac quality. Then they will be happy. But if the girl is demoniac and the boy is godly, then the combination is incompatible. They cannot be happy in such a marriage at the present moment, because boys and girls are not married according to quality and character. Most marriages are unhappy and there is divorce. It is foretold in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, married life will be accepted on the consideration of sex only. When the boy and girl are pleased in sex, they get married. And when there is deficiency in sex, they separate. That is not actual marriage, but a combination of a man and woman like cats and dogs. Therefore, the children produced in the modern age are not exactly human beings. Human beings must be twice born. A child is first born of a good father and mother, and then he is born again of the spiritual master and the Vedas. The first mother and father bring about his birth into the world, and then the spiritual master and the Vedas becomes his second father and mother according to the Vedic system of marriage. Or for producing children, every man and woman was enlightened in spiritual knowledge and the time of their combination to produce child. Everything was scrutinizingly and scientifically done.
Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurunmalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स इज स्पोकन बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा टू सेज कर्दम ऋषि. Brahma came all the way from Brahmalok with the some of his sons, prominent sons, 9 of them, the Marichi, Pulaha, Kratu and others are there. So now Brahma, becoming very pleased with his son Kardama, in this particular verse, he is ordering, advising to Kardam Rishi that today, don't make late, today you should hand over your daughters to these respective sages. They are here with me, they're present here. Do the marriage today. Adya. And how you will marriage? You have 9 daughters, they are sages. The marriage should be done on the consideration of their temperament and their taste. Jatha shilam, jatha ruchi. When I was reading this text, I was thinking, the daughters are Kardam Muni's daughter. And the sages, Brahma is asking to and the daughters should get married with them, they are the sons of Brahma. That means they are the senior uncles of the girls. They are senior than Kardamas. Marichi, Atri, Pulaha, Pulastha, they are senior to even Kardama. And now the daughter of Kardama, Brahma is telling you, get them married with your elder brothers. And the girl has to marry to their uncle. How the age compatibility must not be there. They're like father and daughter. So in Vedic marriages, age is not a consideration. The boy can be of whatever, but the girl should be of lower age. Must be in lower age, but the comparison should be decided on the basis of Shila and Ruchi, their temperament and their character. That is most important. Age is not that important. And day also, we are finding the date. Here Brahma is saying today. And we don't wait for a good day or tithi. No, today, because they are here with me, so they may go. So don't miss this opportunity. They are here today itself, adhyaha. And if you do that, then what will happen? Your fame will be spread all over the universe. So just by giving marriage to a good daughter, to a proper selected husband, that will spread the fame in the universe. That is one of the very best thing. So vivaha, it is held, it's a jagya, it is also a sacrifice. If that can be done in proper way, safal way, successful way, what is the successful way? If you can find a suitable, proper match for the girl, and the suitable match should be selected
on the basis of the Shila and Ruchi. Shila means, Prabhupada translated here as temperament, and Ruchi means taste. Liking, so suppose a girl is a devotee and sattvic and following all sattvic rules, so we should choose a husband of same mentality, same liking, a sattvic mentality and devotional mentality like that. Prabhupada is mentioning that previously also in 40 years ago in Indian marriages also, the parents, they will first match the astrological chart, horoscope, matching horoscope that was there. And the horoscope mainly, the two things, one, Deva Guna and Rakshasa Guna. If the both are Deva Guna, that is good. If both are Rakshasa Guna, that is good. If one is Deva, one is demon, Rakshasa, then it is not matching. They will see how many qualities matching. So if the maximum quality is matching, then that is good. So this calculation is still live in India there now. But as we see, most of the marriages nowadays, is they are not seeing the astrological chart or something like that. The boys and girls, they themselves select. The boy is choosing girl, girl is choosing the boy. Their boyfriend and girlfriend, they are choosing themselves. So Prabhupada mentioned in this, predicted in Bhagavatam in 12th canto, that in this Kali Yuga, the marriage will be decided on the basis of sex life, not on the basis of horoscope or gunas or character and temperament and like that. But we can see the marriage of Kardamani even. Kardamani got married to Devahuti. Devahuti was the daughter of Emperor Manu Maharaj, Swayambhu Manu. He was the emperor of the whole universe. And she was so beautiful and learned that he described in Bhagavatam. Once she was playing in the terrace, in the rooftop of Brahmaloka, Brahmaji's house, and one Kandarpa, Chitraratha Kandarpa was going by his plane. He saw the beauty of the young girl. And by seeing and by captivated by the beauty of young girl, Devahuti, he fell down from his plane. From his plane he fell down. Devahuti was so attractive and so beautiful. And for that Devahuti, Samrat Swayambhu Manu and Satarupa, Queen Satarupa, they both were searching for a good match for their daughter. And they could not find a good match. They went to consult Brahmaji. He said, Brahma, my dear father, so can you suggest a suitable match for our daughter? Because you have created, you have manufactured all human beings. So please go through our computer and select a good match for us. So Brahmaji suggested, yes, the best match for your daughter, you go and today and give your daughter to him. Who now? One of my son, Kardam Rishi. Where, what is his location? What he is doing? Now he is performing tapasya. For 10,000 years he is doing tapasya in Bharatavarsa near Saraswati River. And Brahmaji gave the location to Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu, Satarupa, they went to their palace and bring the daughter with them. And if king is going, the many bodyguards, soldiers, mantri, ministers, senapatis, they will go to big group. They went from Brahmaloka to Brahispatimur, capital place, to Saraswati, river Saraswati. And there in the forest, they found Sage Kardam was performing austerity. He was performing astrology for 10,000 years. That means he was not eating properly, sleeping properly, not shaving their hairs and beard properly, not wearing clothes properly, because tapasya means maladharana. And if we do 1 day or 2 day fasting and tapasya, then our health becoming ugly. But he was performing tapasya for 10,000 years. And by seeing him in his growing beard and skeleton body and all, they are standing there, not properly dressed, not properly. Swambhu Manu selected Kardam Rishi as a match for his daughter, who was so beautiful that even Kandarpas, they were falling from their car. And for her, he selected him. Brahmaji didn't tell, or even Swambhu Manu was not looking for a match for his daughter who can be highly, he has good income, good house, or he's doctor, engineer, or professor. No, no, no. So he was looking for a perfect match, which of a good character. So that is the Vedic principle. Character should be most important thing. We should give importance to character, not to other things. There is a saying in English, if health is loss, then something is loss. If wealth is loss, nothing is loss. If character is loss, then everything is lost. But nowadays in modern civilization, they change the proverb. If character is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. If wealth is lost, everything is lost. So that is the present thinking. But we are not considering character. But in Vedic system, the character is the thing we have to consider first and foremost thing. If somebody have a good character, then other things are not that much matters. Character matters. That's why jatha ruchi, jatha sila jatha ruchi, as the likings, though Brahmaji telling all of them, they are son of Brahma, they are brothers. Kardams and Marichi, all the cells, the Rishi Mukhyabhyo, they are all important sages, principal rishis. Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pula, Pulastya, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, and Atharva. They are all important sages, all senior sages. And they have their character, their tapasya, their learnings, all them things. And Brahma brought them, because Brahma know that he, Kardams had 9 daughters of marriageable age, and they should get married. So Brahma selected his 9 sons, the principal sons, and bring them with him. And now he's ordering, now give your daughters to them, but not one by one selecting, okay? Stand serially and stand your daughters, okay, accept one wife. No, 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 not blindly. How they will accept their husband, the 9 daughters, 9 sages, you have to select on the basis of their seal and ruchi, their temperament and their taste. So just Brahma order, you know your daughters, how they are liking, how their nature, how their temperament. So similarly, you see, you know your brothers also. They are your elder brothers. So you know them. So choose one of them, one of your daughter, select and get them married. And if you do that, Just if you do that to give a selective husband to your daughter in a proper match, in a suitable way, then that act itself is so glorious that you can, your fame will spread over the universe. Vistrinihi jaso bhuvi, your jasa will spread all around the universe. Just giving a proper marriage to your daughter, finding a proper suitable match, is such a good job that you will get fame in the universe. It is not ordinary thing. So there is a saying, Kanyadan is also a very, very mahadan, important dan. If somebody has a daughter and he grows the daughter in very proper way, giving her proper character and proper shila. Shila means civilization, proper civilization. And knowledge, understanding, character, if you grow like this and you find a suitable, matching to the character, a husband, and give your daughter marriage to him, that act itself is mahajagya. Kanyadan is jagya, mahajagya. Such a important, such a wonderful act that can increase your fame in the universe. The Brahma is telling. So Brahma is telling to Kardam, that is the beginning of the universe. From that time, the marriage system is there, and marriage system is based on, the selection is based on shila and ruchi, taste and temperament. So anybody follow these rules and arrange the marriage of their daughter on the basis of taste and temperament, that marriage will be success. They will be a very happy match and very good combination. They will last for a long time. Not only that, they will last for a long time and happy life, very happy couple. Not only that, even the family, the father of the daughter, they will get a good fame, spread their fame all over the universe. The marriage is not ordinary thing. This is a great sacrifice. Yes, vivaha chakya. And if it can be done properly, that's a great thing. So here in this particular verse, we can see that Kardam Rishi had 9 daughters, and Brahma, his father, means Brahma in relation to the daughters, they will be like, he will be like grandfather. The grandfather is arranging the marriage, is telling to the father, sir, this is the good match, you go ahead and don't delay, do it today. So if somebody has a daughter, not only he is in tension how to find a good match, his father is also in tension. Kardamani's daughter, Kardamani thinking how to find a good matching husband for my daughter. So to help him, Brahmaji brought 9 candidates and he's telling, now you do this today. The marriage you do is today. No need of ingredients, no need of priest. Brahma himself is there. What more priests required? And they all are not ordinary beings. They are all principal sages, rishis. They know all Vedic scripture rules and regulations, everything they know. Perfectly they know how to get married, what rules they have to follow, and everything they know. Nowadays we don't know anything. So priest will come, he will sit down here, stand up, look there, do this, regarded. But that time they are not ordinary beings. Brahma is present himself. Brahma is the vidhi. He is the rule maker. The rule maker himself is there. And the candidates that have come for marriage, they all are highly learned, full of good character, principle, sages. So they can't do any kind of mistake. Never. No other mistake. And so if this kind of personality, they will accept the daughter, and the daughters are, because they are daughters of Kardamuni, Kardama and Devahuti, they must be grown in a such a perfect atmosphere. They are full of character, full of knowledge, full of all civilized conduct, all good conduct and all that. So that's where they're so nice that for them, Lord Brahma come down from Brahmaloka and bring with him the selected candidates with him. So from this part of Bhagavatam we can see that to get daughters is not a curse. Nowadays people are thinking, what to do? I don't have a son. I have only daughters. No. If you have daughters, if you can find a select, very nice, proper match for your daughter and give marriage to them, that itself is a very, very famous act. Very nice. So it's not ordinary. So marriage, Brahmaji is advising to his son Kardamuni to perform marriage ceremony. And don't wait and don't search for a good date or tithi and this, that place. Place is not matter, date is not matter. In marriage, the most important thing which matters is to find a good, competent husband, candidate. If the candidate is of good character, just like Marichi, Angira, Kratu, Pula, Pulas, like that, of good character, good knowledge and good temperament, all that, then that is the best thing. So this kind of marriage is the most successful marriage, exemplary marriage. So Brahma is saying, if you are getting such an exemplary candidate, so don't make any delay. Immediately today itself, you perform the marriage and give your daughters to them as per their likings, as per their qualities, as per their temperament, and do it today only. So we can see that how the perfect marriage, Vedic marriage, should be happened. Though nowadays people are selecting themselves and nobody, hardly anybody is considering this factor. If boy and girl, they are together, they like each other, then that's it. And after a few days, they will have divorce. They can't long last because they are temperament, their likings, their nature is not matching. Just on the base of sex life, it should not be decided. It should be decided only on the basis of sila and ruchi, only on the basis of temperament and character, likings, nature and all that, which can be known to the known persons like father, mother. They know how the sons and daughters are, what is their nature, what is their likings, what is their chart, astrological chart. They know. So they should select as per that only, on the basis of that. Then it is a perfect marriage, it's an ideal marriage, and that marriage will last long, and both of them will stay happily for a long time. Successful marriage. Otherwise, it will not work. So, nowadays, many, many marriages happening and many, many divorces are happening. It's not long lasting. One of my friend is a lawyer, he was telling, in India he was telling me that among the cases in the courts, the maximum cases are matrimonial cases. They're fighting. That is the number of matrimonial cases, the number, highest number. Other cases are not that many. Many cases are marriage and divorce. Marriage and divorce. Because they are not following the Vedic principle, they are not following this quality, liking, nature, taste and temperament. Jatha sila jatha ruchi. This should be, the match should be decided according to this basis. Then human race, human society will be very nice prospective and they will be happy. Otherwise, Prabhupada is saying, if the match is not proper, if they get married on the basis of animals, animalistic propensities, then they cannot be called human being. They can be called animals like cats and dogs. How in the human society, in a form of human, if some animalistic propensity people will be there, then how it can be peaceful, how it can prosperous, how it can be. So that's why to get a good progeny, we have to select from the marriage. Marriage should be good, then sanskara, garbhadhan, everything will be good. So starting, if we want society to be a ideal society, prosperous society, good society, then we should be very much selective and very much strict how the boys and girls getting married. Marriage is very, very important for a human society to make a beautiful, progressive society. This act of marriage is very, very important. If we fail to do a good marriage, then our future is gone. We cannot expect good children. All good children, good human being, good souls, we can expect only if the marriage is based on Vedic rituals and Vedic considerations. Hare Krishna. Yes, Panchagoda Prabhu. In Vrindavan also Prabhuji was there always to ask questions. Here also.
I've heard that, especially in India, that the courts are very much backed up, so people might not get liberated very quickly from their divorce. It's a very difficult situation, and particularly in India, the judicial system, they don't come to any conclusion for many, many lifetimes, or many, many years. But we've seen in the 10th canto in particular how so many kings and princes would risk their lives just to marry a beautiful princess, and it seems as though that would be actually the ultimate goal of life, you know, and even how Arjuna kidnaps Subhadra and Krishna get so many kidnappings, and it seems that after nine cantos of reading about renunciation, then all of a sudden it becomes a very prime prize or a award to get a good marriage. So how do we see that? Should we actually spend all our energy and time to finding a good combination so that we can become perfectly happy? Or it seems like that after that, they all want to renounce. Somehow they want to become renounced. So how much do we renounce and how much do we attach to?
Thank you to bring this point. Yes, Krishna's marriage, though it was started opening from kidnap, and many like that. But definitely, the Rukmini was kidnapped. The proposal comes from Rukmini only, please kidnap me. It is not Krishna's fault. So he sent a letter. Right, please come and kidnap me. So that means there is a matching. Rukmini was totally surrendered. Totally surrendered. He says, you may not take me in this life, but I will wait life after life after life. Millions of life I may die, but I will select you only. So that means very much matching and surrender. And in Arjuna and Subhadra, both are perfect matching. Though Balaram was selecting Duryodhana as a match, but Subhadra was not agreeing, and nobody was agreeing, but they can't argue with Balaram. Balaram is the senior, elder brother, son. But Krishna knows the mind of Subhadra. Krishna knows the good match for Subhadra is Arjuna only, very compatibility, perfect. So he somehow or other arranged, he told Arjuna, you kidnap my sister. Nah, your brother, he will become angry. Don't worry. Nah, shall I kidnap you? You are the brother, you will. Nah, I have done many marriages like, you know, so I will. The record is set by me only, so you have to follow it. And if my brother will do something, I will take care, don't worry. You go ahead. So, so Krishna himself, he is behind all these things. And is Krishna sanctioning any marriage? That means that is the perfect. That there cannot be any loopholes, any problem. So in a history or Puranas, we are seeing any princess or kings. So though they are matching, but that match is not based on only love. That is dependent upon surrender and compatibility and other likings, temperaments also. That's not my understanding. I don't know. You may. Yes, Pranagopani Prabhu.
Are you saying Balaram is not a good matchmaker?
Balaram, yes, that's what we see. Balaram, he thought, Duryodhana is my student, I know, he's a good boy. And he's a king. My sister should be queen. What Arjuna had? He got marriage, no. Balaram was his lord himself, but he's so compassionate, full of so much compassion, he's out of way sometimes to help others. So that's why he was selecting Duryodhana. And in other hand, we can see Balaram, though he is Supreme Lord himself, he knew that it would not work out, but still, to show the nature that he is so compassionate, even he is accepting Duryodhana as a match for his sister. His compassion is so outranged. That is the nature of Balaram.
Maharaj, jata shilam, jata ruchi, that Prabhupada emphasized. In 18th chapter, 60 verse, we see that sabhava jena kunteya nivadda sena karmana kartum nechyasi janmahat karishyasi avashapitat. So we are born, every human being born with a
some particular nature.
Psychophysical nature. Prabhupada used that word, psychophysical nature.
Yes.
So my question is that varnashram, ashram is not born with. Varna is our material needs, the bodily needs, whatever the soul thinks, I'm the body. So, varnashram provides the material need in an uncomplicated, according to the psychophysical nature. So I have two questions. One is, how Kardama Muni going to figure it out today for all these nine daughters with the nine? Where is the time? He has, he will go through. Brahmaji knows the psychophysical nature?
Of course, he was the manufacturer.
So he knows psychophysical nature?
He knows what salt he has put in the which product. Who knows better than him?
So then what is the value of our individuality that I am getting contaminated with the three modes that were psychophysical nature coming?
If
Brahma controls
nature,
everything,
yeah.
Am I making my destiny or Brahma is already predestined?
All the six things are predestined. Whatever you try, it will not work. It is predestined already. Yes.
Just a small point on Pran's issue you raised. In one sense, we say born with this psychophysio nature as if it's sort of imposed, you know, with the body. But from another perspective, we're carrying a whole consciousness with us and the body's just facilitating it. So within the context of this life, it seems like, oh, it just came with the body. But there's a much deeper story there, you know, where, you know, even the material body is facilitating the desires that are expressed through the subtle body. So we're carrying the psychophysio nature, well, we're carrying the psycho nature with us, the psycho nature, and then the physiology is facilitates it.
But that's my question.
What? Yeah, well, I'm...
Otherwise, what is the value? We're not here to...
Right, well, look, bad marriages can be good, too. I mean, you know, it's not like the goal of an ashram is to have this happy little marriage like you're on, you know...
Purification.
Yeah.
But first of all, ashram is purifying.
To facilitate, yes, self-realization.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. I think we all agree.
Yes, what you are saying, right? In Varnasam, we should try to understand our psychophysical nature,
yes,
and act accordingly. Because now you are not following this, that's a trouble, sir. Yes. Yes.
Maybe right, Pran, please correct me, Prabhu. Please correct Maharaj. Brahmaji is a creator, and Brahmaji is intelligence. His body is not different from intelligence. His intelligence. So in one sense, he is controlling, he is the creator of our intelligence. But we have an independent role to play also, that yatha icha se tatha kuru. Even Krishna has given space to Krishna, Arjuna, that you do what you want, I told you everything now.
Yatha icha se tatha kuru.
Yeah.
That individuality is there.
Yeah, so that's why we are making muses of our intelligence. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I want to ask two questions, if you allow. Okay. My first question is, what is the purpose of spreading the fame? Whose fame should be spread? Whose fame should not be spread? And second question, according to the text, demoniac person should marry demoniac partner. What happens after the marriage if one partner becomes Krishna conscious?
Nice. So first you ask about the fame. Fame of good deeds, good qualities, this should be spread around. So here is a perfect selection, perfect marriage, perfect character. This will spread around the universe, that he did the perfect matching, perfect marriage. And you are asking about the qualities, if the Devagana accept a devata, or both are compatible, and if one of them become devotee and one of them not become devotee, if they are rakshas qualities, both are demoniac nature, and they get married, and after some time, if one becomes devotee, then his duty is to make other devotee. Okay? Preach and please him, make him devotee, that's it.
Or divorce?
Yes. Then he has to suffer. Krishna Kesava, yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. I think it's very important, this class, especially for me that I have a daughter. You know, I have four boys and a daughter, but I think that it's very important. You know, it comes also from the parents, because they know the character,
yes,
like you were saying.
Yes.
And even like my son, when he was growing up, at one point they wanted to go to a movie, you know, with one of his girlfriends from school. And he was young, but you know, he asked his mother, just going to the movie, not getting married or nothing like that, you know? And his mother replied, raise your standards. You should raise your standard. Where do you think your father and I'm coming from? She suggests that instruction. He was a young kid. But that instruction really penetrated him in his consciousness, that if he, one day he was going to choose someone, he has to choose wisely. You know, just that mantra, raise your standard. That helped him, you know, to make a good decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, find someone that, you know, can help him in his life, you know. But it has to do a lot with the relationship, you know, that you have with your sons or daughters, you know, because you know their character and you know who, where they're coming from and what they want to do. Then, you know, if they listened, you know, they probably save a lot of trouble in their life and they can make a good choice for that. That's you know, my, you know, personal opinion.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Granthrasya Madhavagat Mahapurana Ki.
Jai. Hare Krishna.